The Castle of Schönfels.
Nikki, Schönfels in Luxembourgish comes from Schönfels, which means beautiful rock in German.
Beautiful rock? What beautiful rock? Where?
Figuratively speaking, it's not an actual rock.
So it's not beautiful either, then?
Yes, yes. It's very beautiful here.
So what you're saying is that it should be called Beautiful Rock Castle?
No, no. Schönfels. Schönfels is beautiful.
We haven't just started getting it wrong. In 1150 AD, mention was already made in a document from the Abbey at Echternach of a locality named Schönfels. Over the centuries, the name has changed variously to Schindelsein, then Schindwils, and Schönfels, which is probably the origin of Schönfels, used in both German and French. Now in Schönfels, there isn't a rock to be found big enough to build a castle on, and the keep was built in the middle of the village. The name Schindels actually comes from Schindel, derived from the Latin skindula, a word for wooden roofing shingles, as used in bygone times. In the early days, it was hardly a castle, rather a hermitage, a little way from here on a hilltop, and it was not by mere chance that it came to be there.
The son of the Lord of Schönfels got lost in the woods. His mother searched high and low for him, but to no avail.
Had he forgotten his mobile?
Nikki!
Well, did they find him in the end?
Yep, he'd fallen right down a ravine.
So, was he hurt? Killed?
No, not a scratch on him. Afterwards, the lad said how he could fly. That a wondrous winged creature had borne him up in its arms and set him gently down.
Do you believe the tale?
Of course. It was his guardian angel, who can still be sighted, even today.
Did he get footage of it all?
His parents were so happy to get their child back that they built the Schönfels Hermitage in honor of his guardian angel.
So?
So, it's still there today.
Towards the end of the 13th century, Ferry, or Frederick of Schönfels, built the original castle in the village. Through marriage, it passed to the line of the Ansenbergs, and after that, to the Sarnhams. According to an inscription dating from 1536, the keep was modified a number of times over the centuries. The coat of arms over the door is that of Henry Schlöder von Lachen, lord of the castle in the early 16th century. The fortress of Schönfels had little or no strategic value, and so under Louis XV, the ramparts were demolished. This did not augur well for the villages of Schönfels. The walls would have protected the castle and the village alike from the fire that ravaged them in the conflict between the then Lord Theodore of Neuenhäuser and the Lord of Brandenburg. Throughout the 18th and 19th centuries, the castle of Schönfels was passed on by marriage or bequest and gradually rebuilt. In 1870, a mansion was built onto the keep. And in the 19th century, the look of the castle changed to neo-Gothic. The windows were enlarged and dormers added. In 1848, the castle was bought by an industrialist from Luxembourg, who in 1971 bequeathed it to the state. The mansion was demolished in 1976. Reconstruction work has been in hand for some years, as part of which a reception hall and offices for the Department of Forestry will be installed.